Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Really quick before we get to PMI, I did a couple things this weekend that truly got me out of my comfort zone. The first of which was a little charity event that we went to with some friends and a sweet knickknack. And we got all dolled up in Great Gatsby attire. We were dressing like we were straight out of the 1920s.
You guys looked great.
I think we looked pretty cute.
You really did.
We looked cute.
Yeah.
And it gave me the opportunity to talk like this all night.
Did you?
Honey, give me another, give me some more giggle water. Boy, we're looking spiffy.
I'm sure that was a fun party.
This place has given me the heebie-jeebies, but I feel like the big cheese.
Yeah.
Come here, gal. Let's go make some dough.
Let's go do the twist. Come on now.
The entire night. So, I mean, it was fine. It was a good time. It was for a good cause. But when I got home that evening, I packaged up all of my Great Gatsby attire, put it back in the box, and initiated the Amazon refund.
Already, huh?
It is sitting in the car ready to go back.
Wow.
Like, I don't need this here in my closet. Enough of this. I had one night of being spiffy. That's all I need.
Wasn't enough fun to keep it going?
No. And the vest was like shedding everywhere, too. You could tell it was not a high quality vest from Sears and Roebuck.
Yeah.
It was like I wore the white dress shirt underneath, and it was just shedding all over the white dress shirt. The hat was really itchy. So anyway, I did it. It was fine. Totally outside my comfort zone, but we pulled it off. Now, the second thing we did over the weekend that I haven't done in probably 20 years, we took the kids out to a like a hibachi restaurant.
Okay.
So, you know, they're sitting there in front of you, and they cook the food and all that, and the flames
they
are going.
Throw
and
throw shrimp at your face.
Tossing stuff at your face. And
yeah.
You're standing there like, or sitting there like an idiot. Your mouth open, and he goes around, so you get to look at everybody going,
I know.
Trying to catch the food in their mouth like a bunch of morons. And then the flames are going, and you're wondering if you're going to get burned, and oil splashing, and I will tell you that the kids had a good time.
Yeah, it's fun.
You could see the twinkle in their eye that they were having a blast. Even Knick Knack had a smile on her face.
Yeah.
What do you guys, what are your thoughts on the hibachi,
I hope you were one of the people that got hit in the face with the shrimp, though. Just because you
get me next! I'm a fat American. Throw food right into my mouth.
There's
just pushing Reed out of the way.
If you wouldn't mind chewing it before me as well.
There's always that one person at the table that can't get it done. Like
there
they just
one,
hit
yes.
at the in the face every time.
I think
time.
We all nailed it. Everybody there, even this little like 80-year-old woman who was there by herself, showed up. Rolling.
I love the hibachi.
Yeah, she's like, I've never done this before. Even she caught it in her mouth. But there was a guy directly across from us. I think he was the one that didn't.
Yeah,
he was also the guy who was coughing the entire time.
Oh. Gross.
You know, and the food's right there.
Yeah.
Being prepared, and the only thing that was running through my mind was, well, it's hot enough, it'll probably kill anything
germs.
That is landing. And then he's, now do me next!
Cough it back up.
Well, and then his food wasn't, like, his meat wasn't prepared the way he liked it, so he kept taking his little cubes of steak and reaching over and putting them back on the cook plate there.
You can do that?
I don't think you can do that.
I don't
think
you can do that.
And he kept doing that, and I was like,
oh.
Don't bite your meat and then put it on the hot. You can't do that.
I don't like that.
Anyway, what are your thoughts on that type of restaurant?
I think
it's fun.
I'm uncomfortable.
I like it every once in a while. That is not a,
it's not a regular thing.
It's not cheap.
Not a regular thing because it's not cheap, but also, you know, it is really just the whole mannerisms of it. It's the excitement of it. It's the entertainment of it that you pay.
Did he do
all
the
all
onion volcano?
For.
Oh, yeah. They always do. Okay,
they
good.
Always do that. The
good.
Egg that they twirl on the grill.
Yes.
You know?
And then he's lighting everything on fire, and he's all, gasoline, and he's pouring stuff on there. It's oil, you know, and we're like, gasoline.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he wrapped up his shtick and everything, and yay, thank you, whatever. Everybody clapped. And then he goes over to, like, the people next to us, and he's got the whole shtick all over again.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about that guy. I was like, how many times does he do this every week? The same shtick over and over and over and over. It would have to get old, don't
you think? You'd have three or four shticks, and you'd rotate them. right? Yeah. So that you just keep yourself guessing too.
Like, but how much more can you do with food? I mean,
I know
it's got to be something.
Yeah.
He's probably laying awake at night. He's like, I'm so sick of these onion volcanoes. If I have to do one more onion volcano,
he's like a shrimp tsunami. How do I do that?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
let's do that.
You just start throwing raw chicken at people.
I don't know.
Like a whole chicken breast right in your face.
Slap you across the face.
This is the best night of my life.
He's like approaching management. He's like, stay with me. What
Here's
about
my
peas?
Vision? Raw chicken right
frozen
to the face.
Peas. What can I do with them? Like, you know what I mean?
Yes, he needs a frozen pecan,
yes!
And is what he needs.
Oh, hibachi guy, we're here for you.
Oh, hibachi guy. Then he do the thing where he tosses it up and catches it in his hat and everything. And I'm like, where's that going?
Those commercials, the real heroes, the real men of genius,
yeah, yeah,
or whatever,
yes.
The hibachi guy. Like,
he needs some like sake or something up in there in his hat. So he leans over and fills up your glass out of the sake out of his hat. That would be impressive.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Or right into my mouth, since that's a thing there.
Yeah.
Fill me up, hibachi guy.
We've got some ideas for you. Reach out. Like,
I gotta get a hold
we'll
of their marketing team.
Some of these ideas.
Anyway, it was fine. It was fine. Everything's great. All right, let's hop into PMI. Oh, we deliver a positive story, a minus story, and something a little bit interesting. I got to pee today. Ooh. I never have to pee. Get this. Walmart will now help you show all of your friends that you are horrible with money. In the wake of the unexpected demand for those bear cups at Starbucks, the Bearista cups, Walmart has swooped in with its own lineup of bear-themed dupes, you guys. They are in stock online. You can add one to your cart without fighting people at Starbucks. The Starbucks rendition of the glass bear cup is just like the original. Holds 20 fluid ounces, same size as Starbucks, has the same colorful blue hat on top of his goofy little head. And like I mentioned, yeah, it's glass, so it's nice. It's dishwasher safe.
Okay.
Now get this. It'll cost you about $22 versus Starbucks $30.
Mm-hmm.
Cheaper.
And the only downside, per everybody online in the reviews, is the Starbucks, or either one of them, the bear mug, will not fit in car cup holders.
Well, yeah. It's
bear
shaped.
That's the only drawback. People are trying to shove them in their cup holders in their car. And it's like thunk, 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 thunk. All sorts of videos going around of these. But, again, if you're looking for a bear mug and you got a couple bucks you want to throw around, $22, Walmart.com now. I think that's pretty good news.
Yeah, saving you some money.
You don't have to go online to eBay and pick them up for $1,000 in some cases. So there you go, guys. Walmart.com. Look up the bear. I think it's just labeled bear mug. Boom. Get you
They've
some.
Does it
you.
Have the little hat, though? That's the big thing. I want the little hat.
Yeah.
Somebody wasn't listening to my story at all.
Is it?
Katie? No, but it says...
Okay. It's a little blue hat, right? You said it does have the
with
little
the
blue
Starbucks
hat
logo on it.
It's not going to have a Starbucks logo.
I know. That's what I want.
That's
I want the original Starbucks.
Katie, what's the minus?
Okay. This is a minus, actually, happening in Pennsylvania, where a 53-year-old man was shot in the lower back.
Oh, my God.
By one of his dogs.
Oh?
What did he do to the dog?
Ruh-roh.
They don't even have thumbs. How did they do that?
Scooby-Doo.
So, apparently, what happened is the man was sitting on his bed cleaning his shotgun when one of his dogs...
As one
does. No, it's just... Whatever. One of his dogs jumped on the bed and the gun went off. So pretty crazy. Not sure what stage of cleaning the gun he was at the time, but yeah, enough to pull the trigger.
the
safety
where it's still
was
loaded.
Off. Exactly. And you know, the police are coming out and saying that you've got to be careful with this. Obviously, treat every weapon as if it's loaded. All the cardinal rules, keeping it in a safe direction, finger off the trigger, blah, blah, blah. But this was just right place, right time. They're not even really faulting this man too much because they're just like, it is just an unfortunate incident. He was trying really hard to stay safe while cleaning his gun, and his dog just really wanted to give him some little kisses on the face.
I think I'll disagree with that last part.
You don't think?
Step one, unload the gun.
I know.
Take the buckshot out of the gun.
Yeah, that's probably what he could have done better in this situation. I was trying to be nice to him. But here's the thing.
That
he
dog's got a beef with him, though.
That dog's
little
like...
Baxter.
Did it say what kind of dog it was?
It didn't. No, it just said it was a dog that
jumped
on the bed.
An angry one?
But he had two dogs. dog. So I'm just thinking maybe that other dog got more treats, right? And so there was something going on here.
It's a milk bone vendetta is
exactly
what it is. The old milk bone vendetta.
He's like, I will get revenge on you. But good to know that the man was found on the ground but conscious when first responders got to the home.
That's the best line. And good news is the man was found on the ground.
But conscious.
But conscious.
Conscious. He went into surgery for his injuries.
Oh, help.
And he is expected to survive.
Hooray!
So that's the good news of this minus.
But that dog is a badass.
Being shot by your dog,
he's a doggy digger going, did. Guess what I did? I done shot my owner.
Man's best friend no more.
The milk bone vendetta.
That's pretty good. But right. Yeah, guy's expected to be okay.
Very
just
good.
So you know.
All right, what's the interesting? Wrap it up.
This is a gross interesting today. Apparently, toilet paper worldwide is a rare commodity. We are finding out that a study came out where only 30% of people around the world actually use toilet paper.
Oh,
now,
ew.
Right off the bat, yes, that sounds
using something else.
Really gross. But around the world, most of the people are using bidets or water-based types of ways to clean yourself, which is good. Around the world, it's bidets or other things called
Capri Sun. You just squeeze it back there and it squirts out on you.
There's a straw, so maybe. A little sticky. But around the world, instead of just water-based solubles that people can use, there are other things like leaves or even just your own hand.
Some countries they don't let you shake hands or do anything with your left hand because that's the hand you
that's
use.
That's huge in Indian culture.
That's
yes.
what it is.
That's fine. And some people think it is cleaner, and it's a cultural difference. But how many rolls do you think Americans use yearly? Because there's an average, and I want to see if you guys think
15.
It's more or less. Okay,
I'm going to say 15.
I don't know.
Yearly?
A week.
15 roll? Well, that.
15
Katie,
rolls
what do you think?
Year?
If you're my mother-in-law.
I'm saying 52, a roll a week.
A roll a week? I bet you it's at least two a week.
Around 141 rolls per year, the average American uses.
At least two.
141, that's a lot of
rolls per week.
Dookie, that's a lot.
That is a lot.
People be eating.
I guess, and girls, we use more than you guys do. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, now we're all
rolls.
Thinking about you
we
on the
do.
Toilet
no,
wiping
we're not.
Yourself. Well, there's that.
Nobody's thinking
we're
that.
We're all thinking about Katie wiping herself.
I mean, we weren't until that.
I love wiping myself.